This month, PBS has launched an updated 21st century version of Thomas the Tank Engine, the most famous resident of Sodor Island. The Little Blue Engine, who has been on PBS for a quarter century, is getting a new look. Gone are the days of stop-motion animation. Now the show is computer-generated. And for the first time in the TV series, Thomas will have a voice.
I didn't catch Sir Topham Hatt's grandchildren's kite. Will you all help me?
Of course we will, Thomas.
Thomas and friends are a hot commodity. To date, they have sold more than 100 million books and wooden train accessories worldwide. That's a far cry from the Thomas who first chugged into public view in 1945. Reverend Wilbert Audrey published the tales that he'd been telling his children for several years. The book was called The Three Railway Engines. We wondered what the inspiration for the little tank engine was, and so we called on Christopher Audrey, the author's son. He's now 70.
The stories were created for me when I was two as amusements while I was ill in bed with measles. Father didn't think anything very much of them, but he made me a little model engine for the following Christmas as a present, which he happened to paint blue. It happened to have six wheels. He happened to have a one on the side painted. And in time, I asked for some stories about my engine. He then said, well, okay, yeah, I can make up stories about your engine, but before I can do that, your engine needs to have a name. Why don't we call him Thomas the Tank Engine?
Now, the island of Sodor, S-O-D-O-R.
Yep.
Where does this come from?
Well, back in the early 50s, around about 1953, I think, my father went over to the Isle of Man to do a preaching at a Sunday school festival. And when he was over there, he discovered that the bishop over there is actually called the Bishop of Sodor and Man. I won't go into the derivation of the name because it goes back into history and it will be rather too long to go into. But basically, it is a historical title. And Father, at the time, was beginning to look around for places to put an imaginary railway, because he's been getting letters from all over saying, where is Henry's Tunnel, and where is Gordon's Hill, and what branch line does Thomas run on, and stuff like this. So on the way back in the aeroplane to Liverpool, he realised that there was a wide open space of sea between the two places. And had the idea that if he were to create an island, he could call it Sodor, and he could give the Bishop of Sodor and Man the other half of his diocese back. That's all it was, basically, and that's how it started.
Now, one other point. The character of Thomas, the personality of Thomas, we should say he's a smaller engine than his friends, most of them anyway.
Most of them, yeah.
Is he a child? Is he a kid?
I think he's a kid at heart. Mm-hmm. He and Percy and perhaps Toby, you know, are a bit, I think in Father's imagination anyway, they're a bit like three small boys, but yet rather more common sense and know-how and streetwise than your average three small boys.
Well, just before you go, I wonder if you could tell us of these characters who've been part of your imaginary life as child and adult now for 65 years. Who's your favorite of all of these trains?
Toby. No hesitation about that. Father always used to say that he didn't have favorites because the engines were all his family, and in a family you don't have favorites. They were his family, so I don't necessarily have the same restriction. No, Toby was my favorite always, because a locomotive like Toby was in fact the first one that I was ever allowed to stand on way back in 1952, the August 1952. As such, you know, that was a very special thrill, obviously. And Toby is always the one that I've been most attached to.
Well, congratulations on Thomas's birthday. Actually, this goes farther back than 65 years for you. You were only two. 68 years ago was when you began hearing all this.
Yeah.
And you're pleased with the voice that Thomas now has in the, in the new film?
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about
you're very welcome.
Thomas
thank you.
The Tank Engine and his friends.
Thank you.
70-year-old Christopher Audrey sharing his memories of Thomas the Tank Engine. His father, Reverend Wilbert Audrey, introduced the famous locomotive to readers 65 years ago.
Our program is directed by Jonathan Baer, edited by Corey Turner, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is the great Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editor is the very good Jerry Holmes. And the staff includes Graham Smith, Julia Buckley, Franklin Cater, Andrea Hsu, Carol Klinger, Viet Le, and Jennifer Longmire-Wright.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm David Green.
Thank you, David. I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.